Windows or doors sticking, cracks in your drywall or brickwork, these can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
All right, let's get to the best of speed jokes, and then we'll vote at the end of it. You know how this works. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Let's go to number one.
Andy, yesterday someone called me fat.
Just ignore him, John.
I did.
Good. You're bigger than that.
Wait.
It's the first time I'm hearing some of these, too, mm-hmm. So ignore my laughter. That's a good one. Number two.
Andy, you should always knock before you open your refrigerator door.
Why is that?
Because there may be a salad dressing.
That's a good one. Here's Speed Joke of the Week, number three.
In the following scene, Eddie Mazur will portray a personal trainer, and John Williams will star as his client.
So what will it take for me to develop an athletic body?
Reincarnation.
Oh, that's a good one. All right. That was three, right? Here's number four.
In this scene, Andy Mazur will portray a hiring agent, and John Williams will star as the applicant.
Can you explain these gaps in your resume?
Sure. They keep the words apart. If it weren't for the gaps, there would be no way you could read it. It would be like one big word. Ooh. All right, think about this.
Wonder if he got the job.
He did not.
I was rooting for him.
All right, here's number five.
Aliens are going to be super confused when they show up and they threaten to overthrow our leaders, and we're all stoked and say, yeah, we'll give you a hand.
Topical. Here's number six.
Hey, here's a pro tip. If someone invites you to go to a Halloween party you don't want to go to, tell them yes and say you're going as Amelia Earhart.
I think I get that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Didn't they just find her plane, or do they say that every few years and it turns out not to be true? I'll have to check on that. I'm like 30% sure they figured out what happened to Amelia Earhart. Anyways, I think we're on number seven.
Andy, they just invented a surefire form of birth control for couples over 50.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Nudity.
I enjoyed that one, apparently.
You gave maybe too big of a laugh on that one, Andy. Here's joke of the week number eight.
Hey, John, the insects were having a Halloween costume contest.
The insects were having a Halloween costume contest? How did the dung beetle do?
He came in turd.
That dung beetle just rears its head every couple of weeks, doesn't it?
And every
Does
time
he have
I think
an entire
of Dave.
Book? I'll have to look on his bookshelf if he has a whole book of dung beetle jokes alone.
Every time somewhere. I think of Dave. Poor Dave in it.
Poor Dave. All right, speed joke of the week number nine.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur portrays a casket, and John Williams stars as another casket.
Is that you, Coffin?
Sorry, that one got me. Okay, I shouldn't be. All right, let's move on. Here's joke number 10.
But just before sweet potatoes are mashed, they become very quiet. That's known as the silence of the yams.
But for some reason, the pun of coffin did it for me, but yeah. Silence of the yams didn't. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Here's speed joke number 11.
I went to the doctor with a suspicious-looking mole, and he said, that's what moles look like. Take him back to the garden.
Here's number 12.
Can I just say, whoever decided that a one-inch candy bar is the fun size needs to reevaluate their definition of fun?
Amen.
Yeah, I don't know. We really wrestled. This will be my first year I'm home for Halloween and not working at night during trick-or-treating. And I wondered if I should be the house of the king-size bars. And then I went to go buy a bunch, and I realized now why people buy the fun-size bars. It is expensive as can be.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Yeah, John and Brenda are doing the full-sized bars this year.
Well, John's been in the business a long time. I'm still trying to scratch my way through. I'm the fun-size John for John, and he's the king. Oh, that makes sense. All right, here's joke number 13.
John, I'm afraid to grow apples.
Andy, grow a pear.
That's a good one. All right, last but not least, here's number 14.
I walked into the biology lab and saw my partner dissecting an insect, and I said, I see your fly is open.
All right, that one's pretty good, too. A lot of puns this week. I guess they always are there. So now we go around the horn, and we try and figure out the ultimate speed joke of the week. Let's start with Steve Alexander. Which one are you going with, Steve?
Andy, grow a pair.
Yeah, Andy, what are you going with?
You know, John, I didn't remember it until we actually heard it here again, but the coffin was pretty good. I'm going coffin.
You're going coffin. Yeah. I mean, it's clearly the one I reacted to the most. So
it wasn't much of a stretch this week because my asthma going on. So, you know, it was a good, it was a timely portrayal.
I like that. All right, so I'm going with coffin as well. Two for that, one for grow a pair. Bob Kessler, where are you going?
I'm going with the coffin joke.
Three for coffin. Pete Alexander, I don't know if it matters your vote, but why don't you give it to us anyway? Where are you going?
Or Pete Zimmerman.
What'd I say?
Pete Alexander.
Producer Pete. Pete Zimmerman. Wait, really? Oh, did I say Pete Alexander?
That's okay, John.
Pete, I've only known you for 7 years now.
Salad dressing.
Salad dressing. Okay. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Pete Zimmerman, producer Pete, of course, with that. Okay, with three votes, it's Coffin taking the prize.
Yes.
That is our speed joke of the week, everybody. It's John Hansen filling in for Mr. John Williams. If you're just joining us, he had some connection problems. He was also trying a beer in his name, which I think he said he didn't like all that much, but other people would, which is kind of a great endorsement of it.
Ringing endorsement.
Yeah. It'll be a tangled root location. That's why he had to broadcast from home today, and unfortunately in Ottawa, they're doing internet testing. It always happens when you least expect it. So I'm going to be sitting in the chair here for a little bit. Pete Zimmerman across the glass. Andy Mazur, thanks. Good job as always. And Mr. Kessler here. Steve Alexander, too.